Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
All right, as of November 12th, what do you think is going to happen with Alex Bregman?
I think there's not a great chance, less than 50% chance I think he comes back. Oh. I don't know why.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I think that he's going to find much more of a market than he did last year. And I think the Red Sox are probably going to play chicken with him like they did last year, which worked out for them. But now you're hearing teams like Philadelphia get in the mix, and without the qualifying offer attached, you know, you have the comp of the Matt Chapman contract. So it's like, it's not like you can't get his 6-year deal. I mean, Matt Chapman got it at almost the exact same age. So I'm just a little wary that the Red Sox are going to play chicken like they did last year. And then Bregman's going to say, well, you know what? I didn't have to rely on Detroit. I didn't have to rely on Kansas City. I can rely on Dave Dombrowski or another big market team. So that's why I say I still think that obviously there's still a strong chance he comes back. But once you get other teams involved for this guy at that price, you know, you have to either say, this is what we value at and we're willing to pay you, which they didn't last year, or you're going to be willing to let him go?
I didn't like any of that from Bradford yesterday.
No.
And look, it's good intel. I believe him. But when Bradford says it's less than 50%, and he did come back and say, guys, let me say it's 49. So it's 51-49, whatever, point stands. You think it's less likely that he returns to Boston?
Yeah.
And you start referencing Dave Dombrowski in Philadelphia.
Yeah, this I don't like.
You're not negotiating against Detroit and Kansas City and markets like this. You're negotiating against a GM who is willing to pay through the nose when he wants something. And I just didn't like how any of that sounded. And as you heard there, we were both caught off guard. I thought he was going to be like, yeah, I think there's a good chance he comes back. I was quite surprised when he said, yeah, I think it's less than 50%. He's back with the Red Sox.
Yeah, I was not prepared for that all along because he also said his value has gone up, and is that really just because of what's around him in free agency, maybe? Because
I think it's because he's not attached to the qualifying offer. I think that's why a lot of people keep saying that. But he had a worse year.
So that's my point.
Than he did his last year in Houston.
And once again, we should record a
disclaimer.
A disclaimer where we're like, we like Bregman.
Like,
we like Bregman. I would pay Bregman. I want him back.
I mean, I'd hold my nose and pay him. So I absolutely want him back. I wouldn't pretend he had an incredible year last year.
Qualifying offer aside, and I'm not dismissing that as nothing. And we'll see what happens with guys though, like Kyle Tucker and Kyle Schwarber and Dylan Cease. I bet they get pretty good offers, and they all have the qualifying offer attached to them. So basically meaning the team that signs them has to forfeit a pick,
correct,
right? To simplify it. I still think all these teams that wanted Bregman, he was a year younger, and he didn't miss 50 games. Like, this year he missed 50 games, and he was good, he also couldn't run. He couldn't run at the end of the year.
I mean, in September, he did hit in the Yankee series. One of the only guys hitting in the Yankee series, but he didn't hit in once he came back in August or September either.
And if you really break it down, the Gold Glove third baseman that you acquired led the league in errors before he got hurt. Then he, you know, so like, I want him back. I want to make that clear. But it's not like he just had, you know, an Aaron Judge, Shohei Ohtani season, and he's like, it was an obvious opt-out, and everyone's going to be clamoring to get him. The guy's not like a perfect player at this stage of his career. So, but I think Bradford's best point is, last year, I don't think the Phillies were interested. Last year, I don't know, a couple of these other teams may not have been interested. And so now, are the Red Sox, you know, are they annoyed how this all went? Are they going to offer him something really competitive? Or are they going to be like, hey, you took this offer before? Like, do they do the thing that Bradford mentioned? Like, are they going to kind of play chicken with him and be like, all right, here's our best offer? And then thinking he's going to come back to you to double check. And the next thing you know, you read about him signing somewhere else.
So I'm just saying, look, I don't miss Rafi Devers one bit. But the Devers people have a point. Where
you can't lose both of them.
you shoved Devers out the door, yeah. Rightfully so. I agree with your thought process on that. For a better player. You moved him off his position. He never got over it. For a better player. I agreed with all of that. It looks horrible to lose Bregman right after that. Now, maybe they sign Dante Bichette and Pete Alonso. And
Bo Bichette. I'd take Dante. He's probably good for a few dingers, thank but you. Like Bo Bichette would be better.
I'm sorry, Bo Bichette.
Yeah.
Pew pew, Bobichet.
Not a shortstop. Our fielding expert looked into it. Not a shortstop.
So Bobichet,
one of the worst shortstops in all of
thank
baseball.
Bobichet's at third. In all of baseball. Yeah. You sign maybe Alonzo. Yeah. Maybe you come out smelling like roses on that one, and it works out.
Maybe,
maybe. But in real time, no one's gonna prefer that plan to Bregman. So you're gonna look like garbage if that's what happens. And I'll even give the Devers people that. So yeah, I don't like where that's trending. Real quick, because this is happening right now on First Take, Keith. This is the question they came up with. Who deserves more credit for the Pats turnaround, Drake May or Mike Vrabel? May.
Probably May.
Yeah, I don't even think it's that hard.
Damn. Well, I know, but like the whole...
Orlovsky says Vrabel, which get out of my face.
I did a pause, but like the player is more important than the coach, and the player is playing like an MVP.
May.
Yeah, it's probably
May. I mean, look, Vrabel's been good. May.
Yeah. I'll say May.
It's a good sign we're already doing the Bill or Brady thing.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Let's skip ahead to the end. Yeah. He deserves more credit.
Well, Florio said it's the beginning of the dynasty.
No,
I would say May on that one. Anyways, I think they'll look like garbage with Bregman leaving on the heels of trading away Devers. That doesn't mean it won't work out. It might work out for them. Maybe Bichette comes in and he's great. Maybe they sign Alonso. That's a lot of maybes. They're going to look like garbage in the meantime.
No,
so,
but here's
so I hope for their sake Bregman's back. I want him back. I just would point out, I remain surprised he has as much of a market as he does, and I guess I'm wrong about that, and I just need to accept he's going to have a massive market.
But, yeah, I guess it's a little surprising. I do think when you look at the third basemen that are free agents this year, maybe it makes more sense. There's really not a lot of guys that are worth a damn. But this is where also the people who liked Devers or are mad about the trade have something to stand on, is just the sheer amount of money they would be saving if they move on from both Devers and Bregman. Because at one time, if Devers just simply said, sure, I'll DH or sure, I'll play first base, there's a world where they're both on the team.
Yeah.
They're making $75 million combined for the upcoming season. If Bregman opted in, there's nothing you can do about it. He could have played for two more years. They could have been teammates for two more years without any other decisions you made. Right. So, like, you were prepared for a world where you were going to have both guys playing DH in third, making $75 million. There's also now a very realistic reality. They're both gone. And you can't replace. Don't tell me you're replacing him with Marcelo Meyer, who you're already paying nothing on his rookie deal anyway.
That was the first name that Bradfo brought up yesterday. I'm like, that's not good enough.
You're like, Trevor Story opted in, Marcelo Meyer, and that's your left side of the infield. And then your DH is like, what, Yoshida? You had all those guys. Yeah, you were already paying all those guys.
I mean,
you're saving $75 million a season.
Look, trust me. I don't want the Devers people to rise up from the dead. Yeah. I know they keep trying that. They'll have a leg to stand on.
I mean, when we talk about John Henry spending money, we end up kind of just chasing our tails because, yes, they should be a top five payroll. They are not. We could do that every single day and complain about it. But even in the world where they were living in, which is not a top five payroll team, they had money set aside for those guys. And now it seems like they're trying to save money even off of that. Well, I should say it seems like. I could be wrong. Maybe I'll be. Maybe we'll be like, oh my God, Bregman is back, and they got Alonzo, and they got Joe Ryan, well, and like, look at us.
I mean, that to me is. I think that offseason is in play. I wouldn't say it's likely, but I think that offseason's in play. Yeah. That to me would be a borderline perfect offseason. Ryan, Alonzo, Bregman.
Yep.
Like, I have trouble coming up with a better offseason for them.
No, that's perfect because that's a bat that's not just Bregman, but you keep Bregman and you get a number two starting pitcher. I'm completely sold on that.
Did you?
You could get greedy and ask for more, but like that would be awesome.
There was one other line from Bradfo, and then I do want to get to Boris yesterday. Okay. What did Bradfo say yesterday about Trevor's story where he's like, that's going to be this year's Devers?
Well, yes and no. He was saying that he is a shortstop. Because I was like, would they move him for Bichette? Which apparently is the dumbest thing I've ever asked because Nick's like, he's the worst defensive shortstop. So,
no, Nick has the fielding Bible ready to go like every show back
I think
there,
if Bo Bichette was healthy the whole season, he would have outpaced Story for errors.
So, but oh,
who led the league in shortstop errors.
Yeah, so that's my other point about Story is by the end of the year, didn't it feel like maybe he would be a second baseman for the next couple of years and not a shortstop?
I thought he was great at second when he played it a couple of years
ago. He was.
The problem is he doesn't want to do it, just like Devers didn't want to move off a third. So I wondered if that's what he meant.
I think he just meant, like, until they sign a replacement.
Yeah.
The team said Devers was their third baseman, and then all of a sudden, you know what? They probably told Devers that, too. And then they signed Bregman, and then that's when the conversation changed. So they're not going to say Story's not the shortstop unless they sign a better shortstop. Now, also, the reality might be they have a better shortstop already on the team.
Meyer.
So, but how he's more injury prone than even Story is.
So, but I kind of think that's what that's in reference to. Meyer long term, they believe in. Meyer probably wants to play shortstop. He's the future. Story isn't. Story wants to. If there's any budding issue there, that's what I think Bradfo was saying. But next time we talk to him, let's circle back to that,
right,
shall we? 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, Scott Boras was holding court at the GM meetings. I didn't realize he has like his own, I don't even know what to call it, like the background, like the stand-up background
display that has like the
One of those mobile one. Bradfo had a little video of them setting it up. They were like setting up the little thing for Boras to stand in front of with his logo.
It's 100% about him.
Okay, so Boras,
like, you did such a great job for Jordan Montgomery and Blake Snell. Talk about that.
Boras, I mean, even like guys like Alonzo and Bregman can't possibly be happy with Boras than what he did for them last offseason.
No.
If they're opting out now and they're back on the market. This was Scott Boras when asked about Alex Bregman. We might have to start and stop this.
He's been doing this, I don't know how long.
It's so good.
The last few years, I remember him doing like punny shtick. That's his thing now, I guess. So not only is he the biggest baseball agent of all time, he's also like a bad comedian.
Hey, Scott, maybe instead of, you know, writing your little one-liners, maybe get Bregman a long-term extension last offseason.
That'd be great.
Or Pete Alonso.
Yeah, imagine being one of his clients and you're just like staring at him and you're like, what is this? Is this a good use of your time right now?
Okay, so give me some of this.
I would certainly think that, you know, like in Boston, you know, we learned a lot about Bregman in 25 because in Boston, prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup do not holes. And
so hang on.
Stop.
So I heard that and I was like,
a lot of do not holes? What is he talking about?
Yeah.
And you can tell he's like, the wheels are turning.
Do not head. Holes.
That's like my marriage 364 days a year.
I haven't put it in yet, but I'm going to put it in.
There's a lot of do nots.
Did he mean donut holes?
Yeah. Maybe.
Okay, there's a lot of do not holes.
Copy that.
Yeah. Okay. Where else is he going here?
Certainly, prior to 25, Boston has been a kind of a club that's been has Duncan well below the playoff line.
There it is.
Ew.
So, I think it was a bad roast in Beantown.
Right.
And.
Hang on, stop.
You can talk normal. No one's making you do this.
Who's laughing? Is that Bradfo laughing? Who snickered right
who's
there?
Who's wheezing?
Oh, somebody
is someone sick?
Somebody is laughing to like make board, like laughing it up to play it along. Stop laughing at this.
It could be uncomfortable laughter, right? Where you're just like, you don't know what to do.
Let's hear.
Certainly, and give the owners credit in 25. You know, they went out and spent some Starbucks to bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs.
Okay, hold on a second. So he's just doing coffee puns and shtick?
Yeah.
Isn't Macaulay Culkin in a band where he just sings about pizza? This is the same idea.
He's in a band, right, Bill? I'm unaware of that.
He's in like a pizza band where all he does...
A pizza band?
Every song is about pizza.
Hang on.
What do you mean?
That's a great idea.
It's an incredible idea. It's very niche.
The Pizza Underground is
the name of the group.
Oh, man. That's
a lovely cheese pizza just for me.
That's a good idea.
That might be why.
Man.
But yeah, he
what a cash cow.
He is big into that. So, I don't know. Pretty funny.
Okay. who is snickering
pizza
along here?
Pizza special because it's the only thing that tastes like pizza. It's bread, sauce, meat, cheese. What isn't that we eat?
It's the lead track.
Pizza, pizza.
Pizza.
It's the lead parody track. Songs yeah. With pizza themes.
Oh, okay. Parody songs.
Parody songs.
I thought these were like real pizza.
It's like the Weird Al of pizza.
Yeah, it's Weird Al, but only pizza.
Well, I like that less, though. I thought these were like real songs, like love songs.
I mean, to him, they're
with
real
a slice
songs.
Of pizza.
He plays the kazoo, percussions, and vocals.
How about that? A little kazoo?
Like, I don't like the kazoo. I don't like the
irony. You don't like the kazoo?
I don't like the irony of him having a kazoo in his band.
Kazoo's super fun, though, because I think everybody, nobody's sad playing the kazoo. You couldn't be.
How are you saying that
kazoo?
Word? That's not it.
Kazoo.
Not quite.
Kazoo?
Kazoo.
Kazoo.
Yeah, yeah,
like where all the animals are kept.
Yeah, not to be confused with kazaa.
Right.
Which is where I would ruin a lot of computers with that. What else from Boris?
Yeah, some more from Boris. Yeah.
So, I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee.
It's on the nose.
And no one wants a Brexit.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Hang on. The Brexit joke was not bad, but why did you do a whole minute
a whole
bit
lead
on coffee?
Up, a whole lead up on coffee.
This should have been like a bunch of, what, like London jokes and like British jokes. Like, yeah. Why that should have been the lead up to it. Why did he pay it off with Brexit? It doesn't connect to coffee at all.
It's like he had two great ideas. And then he's like, I just got to combine the two, I guess?
No, let me tell you.
Yeah.
You got to split those ideas up.
Also, I thought he was doing a little shtick on Dunkin' because it's so synonymous with Boston.
Right.
But
and
then
he went to Starbucks.
He threw in a Starbucks line.
Right. When I first listened, I was like, was he talking about the Mariners? Like, it threw me off.
That's what it should have been.
Right.
He's like, oh, wait till you hear me talk about Eugenio Suarez. I got a whole bunch of grunge lyrics I'm going to read to you. But yeah, he likes to do this. The last few years, I remember him, and it might even go on longer than that, just like wasting everybody's time with puns.
Yeah, I just feel like
we don't want a Brexit.
He should have stuck with the coffee jokes, or he should have leaned in on the Brexit joke, which was the better joke. But all of his puns should have been,
or like just very Boston related. You could have gone like, you know, Mark Wahlberg was great in The Perfect Storm.
Yeah, now we're getting somewhere. There we go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Our guy Rob Bradford caught up with Scott Boras. I don't know if you heard this, caught this, but he was making some weird analogy between like the Red Sox and Dunkin' Donuts and Starbucks.
Yeah, he was trying to do Boston coffee puns.
He was trying to be funny, and I don't know. Scott Boras doesn't come across as super funny to me. Here is Scott Boras.
I would certainly think that, you know, like in Boston, you know, we learned a lot about Bregman in 25, because in Boston, prior to 25, they had a lot of lineup do not holes. And certainly prior to 25, Boston has been a kind of a club that's been, has Dunkin' well below the playoff line. So I think it was a bad roast in Beantown. And certainly, and give the owners credit in 25, you know, they went out and spent some Starbucks to bring in a Bregman blend that led them to the playoffs. So I'm sure the Boston fans don't want this to be just a cup of coffee, and no one wants a Brexit.
Oh my God.
So I guess he's like trying to leave it hanging out there that if they want to pay Bregman an additional year or two or whatever it is, then he'll be right back here. So,
but he's also kind of coming at the Red Sox for the team around Bregman. Like, that's what I took from that, is that, like, other teams spent Starbucks to, you know, that's a douche move, I think.
Curtis, it was encouraging this week at the meetings that Craig Breslow put himself out there and said that they have got to get somebody middle of the lineup who can hit the baseball. And so that is good news, and that they got to get a number two pitcher. And so you can't say that.
Oh, gosh.
What, you can say it and not deliver on it?
It's been the last 20, like 15 years or 10 years.
I'm a sucker
years.
Is what you're like, saying.
No, I'm not saying you're a sucker. I would be very surprised if John Henry gave out $200 to $300 million deals this offseason when everybody knows there is a lockout coming December of 2026. And it is being led by John Henry. We had Wick here when you were in someplace. And Wick came in studio, and he talked about how the second apron is impacting the owners, and that he had friends that own Premier League teams and how they need a cap, and that he knows baseball owners. And he says it's the worst kept secret that they're going to try and get a cap in baseball like we have, basically saying the NBA model is the envy of other sports leagues. And so I don't know how John Henry all of a sudden is going to be telling everybody we have to stop spending and then spend $400 million.
Yeah, but he knows better than anything, especially after last year and what this team, you know, what they look like and what they have and the direction that they're going in. They did it last year. They made moves in the offseason. They brought in a free agent player and gave him a bunch of money, and Bregman, which they were giving him $40 million a year, and they gave him a three-year deal.
Would we have celebrated that if we knew it was a one-year deal the way we did with the Cohiba? Nope. And it's just the latest example of them doing something and then doing a sleight-of-hand trick.
Yeah, but he opted out, though.
Yeah, we knew it was kind of a one-year deal when we saw the contract had an opt-out.
No. Yeah, he opted out.
Right,
yeah.
That's because they gave him the opportunity to opt out.
But we
out.
Knew that at the beginning of the season, right. And we still celebrated the contract.
Yeah, we celebrated. And the fact that he's opting out And he's basically saying, hey, listen, I know you guys are guaranteeing me basically $41 million per year over the next 2 years, but I want more money. And them going, well, listen, Alex, you did a good job for us. You hit 18 home runs. You missed 50 games. And now you want us to add another 2 years onto that for $40 million per year? No, that don't make sense.
The Red Sox today are a less talented team than they were a year ago at the same time.
Right today, I will say right now today, because of the fact that you don't have Bregman, but
or Devers. before
the season starts, or you know, by the time spring training gets here, they'll probably be a more talented team, because if they add Pete Alonso and let's say they add another guy like a Bo Bichette or another guy to replace Bregman, and they add another pitcher, they're going to be more talented come spring training.
And to be fair, last year they didn't have Mayer or Roman Anthony on this roster at the opening day.
Right, but they were in their system.
Had no idea when they were going to come up.
Right.
We knew Roman Anthony was going to be on the roster last year.
But we didn't know what Roman Anthony was going
to
be.
Curtis is right. If you were to go back to the John Henry lighting up a cigar and look at that photo and just see how this season played out and see Alex Bregman coming in, getting hurt, and now opting out, it wouldn't have the same allure.
Right.
Like that photo was like, this is a big change. This is a big, this is a turning point for the Red Sox.
Yeah. Right.
Well, but also the fact that Scott Boras is opening the door says that they may not be getting the long-term big money deals that they thought they were going to get as soon as he said he was out of here. So
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I think someone that is a threat who can hit in the middle of the order and can lengthen our lineup is going to be something that we're going to pursue. That is absolutely a path to improving our team.
With the you said a priority is middle of the order, power bat. What is another priority, top of the list priority going into offseason for you?
Yeah, starting pitching. You know, and particularly someone that we feel like can pitch alongside or slot in behind Garrett, you know, and start a playoff game for us.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll tier off quarterbacks on a Tier Tuesday coming up less than a half hour from now at 11:30. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran from NBC Sports Boston at high noon. And a key for madness at 12:45. That's what's coming up today. Plus your phone calls at 617-779-7937. Bradfoe's going to be on the show tomorrow, Keith.
He sure is.
1 o'clock from Vegas. That's where these meetings are, I think.
Oh, is that right?
I thought that's what Ken's email said yesterday. I should know where this is.
Is it Vegas? I thought these were in Florida. No, maybe it is Vegas.
I forget. I thought that's what I saw.
Either way, very exciting.
But wherever he is, he's going to be a breaking real wild man joining us tomorrow. Yeah, Bradfoe is out in Vegas for the GM meetings.
Oh, boy.
So he'll be with us tomorrow.
Okay.
Hopefully with some good nuggets from out there at the GM meeting beyond what Breslow just said. But right. you heard him asking Breslow. And Breslow says, discussing a middle-of-the-order bat, there's just something about a middle-of-the-lineup bat that forces another team to game plan against it. And I think that has a compounding effect on the rest of the roster. I know a lot of people have connected that Devers. They need to replace that bat that they lost. And I have no problem with losing it since he was such a horrible teammate. Made the Red Sox worse, made the Giants worse, et cetera. We've been through it a million times.
Yeah.
But you do need to replace that middle-of-the-order bat. I'd even acknowledge that. He says that's on the plan, as is adding somebody who can start alongside or slot in behind Garrett Crochet, start a playoff game for us. He went on to say Brian Baio filled that role last year.
Yeah.
We feel pretty good about 3 through 10. The implication is they're going to go out and get a 2. So who is that? Joe Ryan's the one a lot of people naturally go to. But I'll tell you, Breslow's saying the right things yesterday. That doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Based on his specific track record and the way the Red Sox have acted the last couple of offseasons. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Grade the believability of Craig Breslow in those comments.
Well, higher than it was 2 years ago, because last year they went out and had a good offseason. So, now, they weren't really seriously in on Juan Soto. I refuse to believe that. I never believed it at the time. But what they did was still really good. And it wasn't $700 million on a player, but they went and got Alex Bregman. They got Aroldis Chapman, who neither one of us thought was going to be a great signing, ended up being an awesome signing. And they traded for Garrett Crochet. That's an awesome offseason.
Yep.
Was that 3 All-Stars?
Yeah.
Pretty. I mean, you're not doing no team. How many teams are doing that besides the Dodgers? Just going out there and grabbing 3 All-Stars. So that was great. Real quick, though, when I was listening to his comments, this is semantics. Middle of the order bat. What would you consider middle of a batting order?
Well, from my childhood, I guess 3, 4, 5.
Right.
But I don't know. A modern day lineup is probably like 2 or 3.
Where does Shohei Ohtani hit?
Oh, leadoff.
Where does Roman Anthony hit?
Good
like,
point.
Like nowadays, like the best players lead off. But that's very semantics. I know what he means. I know what he's talking about.
A big bopper.
By the definition of the term, the middle would be 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
That's the middle. Uh-huh. But now it's like all your best hitters usually hit 2, or some teams just say, screw it, we'll have the guy lead off. But we've seen like that would be Kyle Schwarber, that would be Kyle Tucker, that would be Pete Alonso. All 3 of those guys are available. You got to walk away with one of those guys. Otherwise, I don't know who he's talking about as far as like top end, like bats. And then pitchers, I thought it was interesting for him to say alongside Garrett Crochet. Garrett Crochet, in my mind, has very few peers where you're like, that guy's as good as Crochet.
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe it's just the words that he chose, but like that's Tarek Skubal. And I know they're saying that he's not going to get traded.
Yeah, Nightingale yesterday said
Skubal and Skenes aren't getting traded.
Skubal and Skenes will not get traded.
Those are the only 2 guys that are like Garrett Crochet.
That's one guy, but right.
So now he also said, oh, somebody that can start in the playoffs and be like the next guy. Okay, that is more of like a Joe Ryan, right? But like either way, those 2 things, in addition to bringing back Bregman, that would be a very successful offseason.
I agree with you on that. Rather be golfing. Twitch chat. They need two bats. Well, no. I mean,
what if one of them is Bregman? So that's where I'm like, I don't count Bregman as like, oh, we signed Bregman.
Bring
but like,
back
if he's
Bregman
one of them and a guy.
And add Schwarber, add Alonso. To me, that's enough for your offense. If you lose Bregman, then I agree. Then you need two bats. You need to replace Bregman and you need another bat.
I mean, play this out. If you have Abreu, Anthony, Rafaela in some order in the outfield, and then you have Story, Bregman back, Marcelo Meyer, Pete Alonso with Narvaez, and then now your DH spot is open once again. Maybe it's Yoshida against righties or whatever you want to do. At least it's an open spot, which you kind of wanted that flexibility. That 1-9, I'll take that every day. That's fine. And then if you have Crochet at the top of the rotation, followed by whoever you get, and then that allows like Bayo and, you know, whatever else, Connolly Early maybe, Peyton Tolley maybe.
They slot in properly.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty good. I'm not gonna go for more than that. That to me would be a big win.
Bayo worked as a number two last year, and I think he can function as that. But if you really want to ratchet up and be all in as a contending team, you got to upgrade that spot. I disagree with Gina in the Twitch chat. Breslow always says the right things and then does diddly poo. Not true.
Well, he did a ton. No, diddly poo at the deadline. He's a bad deadline GM. He's pretty good at the other stuff.
Last year, they pretty much told you what they were going to do, and they did it. Yeah. They went out and got Bregman. They went out and traded for Crochet, and they pretty much told you that. So that's not true.
Yeah.
Now, at the deadline, they were saying the right thing. In fact, he was saying almost the exact same thing he's saying about an impact starter. And he didn't get it done. I mean, that's true. If you want to say at the deadline he hasn't done it, Keith, you said they need to bring in a pinch hitter at the trade deadline every year because he's not great at the deadline. All of that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
To say he normally promises stuff and then doesn't get it done, factually inaccurate. They did that last year in the offseason, and they pretty much delivered on everything they said they were going to do.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do that again, and then we'll get to the trade deadline when we get there. But repeat this. Follow through on your promise in the offseason just like you did last year, and I'll feel pretty good about it. Bring back Bregman, add an impact bat, trade for, or sign, I guess, but trade for a starting pitcher to slot in between Garrett Crochet and Brian Bayo, and you're off and running. And I think all those things are very, very doable if ownership wants to do it.
Well, it always comes down to them, you know, and that's why you wonder, like, what are going to be the big ticket guys? And that's why it feels like, now everybody always gets overpaid this time of year. Like, that's sort of what happens. That's why you want to become a free agent. Like, 9 times out of 10, a guy's going to get more money than maybe he probably should. And you're kind of like surprised by the contract. But because of their ages and where they're at, I feel like Schwarber and Alonso are more in that line of like the Bregman deal that 100%. You just gave out. So you were willing to give it, you were willing clearly based on last year to overpay average annual to not go long-term deal. Who knows when they're ever going to sign another one of those? Because they were able to lock up some of their guys early, right? Like Roman Anthony, Rafaela, Bayo got these early, Campbell got early deals done. So I don't know when the next $400 million contract is going to come from the Red Sox. It may not ever happen with John Henry. But those guys that are already in their 30s that are going to say, hey, I'll take $35, $40 million a year and I only need 3 years, they could get one of those guys. I'd be disappointed if they don't.
So me too. And, you know, Bob Nightingale had a lot of good info yesterday. He said that Kyle Tucker will sign with the Yankees, Blue Jays, or Dodgers. So he narrowed it down to those three. And that's according to multiple GMs.
Yankees, Blue Jays, Dodgers. The Blue Jays are actually more of an interest king than the Red Sox are.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays are tied to everybody and get nobody.
Kyle Tucker to the Yankees, Blue Jays, or Dodgers. So I'm with you, Keith. Yeah. Like, that is the equivalent. He's not as good as Juan Soto, but this year's equivalent as the big fish, the big payday. The Red Sox will not get Kyle Tucker. If they do, I'll applaud him. I'll be like, hey, good for you. It's another body in the outfield. They got to figure that out.
His projected contract, so ESPN did all these, is 11 for 418.
Yeah, they're not getting him.
No.
Okay, but I agree with you 100% on Alonso, Schwarber. I bet neither of those guys get $200 million.
No.
And so that's going to be similar to Bregman last offseason, and that to me is the tier of free agent they can be in on. They won't be in on Tucker. They should be, but they won't be. That next tier of Alonso, who I think is a perfect fit and an upgrade on Devers. And then Schwarber, who is not as perfect of a fit given that he's left-handed, but I loved him when he was here, and I'd have no problem with them signing him. To me, that is the kind of tier they should be dabbling in for free agency.
Schwarber's projected contract is 4 for $128 million.
Honestly, that's nothing.
I know.
And like, that's a steal.
Alonso's is less. He's projected for 4 for $110 million. I mean, you were just willing to give Bregman essentially, what, 3 for $120 million?
Yeah, how? those are the contracts for those guys, and Bregman's going to get $6,180. Like, I just don't buy that.
Well, he's another manager on the field.
I don't buy that.
He can help the guys with their swings.
Like, I don't know. I want Bregman back, and I'm in this weird spot where
it feels like we're talking against him. I want him back too. His projection is 5 for 160, like you were saying. Yeah. So, like, he's projected for more of those guys. Maybe because Schwarber's really just a DH. Pete Alonso's a first baseman who's not great at first base. Bregman, in theory, is a gold glove third baseman. So I mean, I guess there's more value there.
Keith, we famously know what I do to get Bregman back here. So I don't want to.
That's too much.
I don't want to paint myself in a corner and say I'm not pro Alex Bregman. I don't get the gap in the projected contract for him versus Alonso and Schwarber. It's probably tied up in the defensive value.
But even me, as the biggest Kyle Tucker fan in the East Coast, 418 for him? That doesn't make sense.
So I guess I would hold my nose and give it to him. Thank you. I would. Nightingale says, the list for the Kyle Tucker is Yankees, Blue Jays, Dodgers. He says many MLB GMs believe, he doesn't give us a number, but many,
more than one,
believe the Red Sox would be quote-unquote the perfect landing spot for Pete Alonso.
I agree.
I completely agree with that. He said, and I referenced this earlier, Skubal and Skeens will not be traded this offseason. He also mentioned Willie Peralta from the Brewers, who I think some are looking at as another trade candidate if you need another name aside from Joe Ryan. He said he won't get moved this offseason because the Brewers want to run it back and keep him there. So fine, cross that name off the list. And the other item from Nightingale, and there was a lot there yesterday, he says it would be a huge surprise if Jaron Duran is with the Red Sox come spring training.
Makes sense. I mean, that seemed like his name was in like every trade rumor at the deadline. Didn't happen, and it was really for the best that they ended up keeping him because Anthony went down, and who knows what the outfield would have looked like. But it was just a disappointing season, a really disappointing postseason for him. The outfield's pretty crowded. Somebody's got to go out. I'm, again, open to offers for everybody else other than Roman Anthony, but it just seems like it's kind of inevitable that he's going to be the one out. I mean, 2 years ago, he was such a fun player to watch. He was your leadoff hitter. He played every single day, except for the game that he was told he couldn't play because of what he said to somebody in the crowd. But he played almost every day, and it was a leadoff hitter, table setter, getting a bunch of doubles, a bunch of steals, had a little bit of pop, and then just had like a down year across the board last year. He's also older than Abreu and Rafaela, and obviously Roman Anthony, so he does seem like the odd man out. I just wonder, is he a part of like a big trade, or is he a part of just like kind of like a swap, and you get a couple good prospects, and you just kind of start over?
I wouldn't want to trade him for prospects, honestly.
I'd be frustrated.
I mean, now, if it's in conjunction with something else, then come talk to me. But in a vacuum, I don't want to trade him for prospects. I want to trade him for, you know, something on the big league roster that hopefully could help.
Do you have any I don't think this will happen, but there are a couple of pitchers that might check the box that Breslow was talking about that's not a trade, like Dylan Cease or Framber Valdez. Now, you have to pay him, but the thing is, if you trade for Joe Ryan, you're then going to have to in turn pay him. So, like, would you rather do that and not give up anything?
I think it's more likely they trade for one, but would I sign Dylan Cease? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, but I don't think they're going to pay for a bat and an arm.
Yeah.
Meaning this year, because at least if you're signing him to an extension, you could do it on your terms and structure it the way you want and push that money into the future.
Which is unfortunate.
Like, if you're paying Dylan Cease as a free agent right now, you're paying him a signing bonus and you're giving him money right now. And so,
which is disappointing. And I think another reason why they won't do that is because if Bregman factors in to that, like to us, we don't view it this way. But to John Henry, it'll be like, well, we just signed Bregman, Alonso, and Cease. Like, no way.
Right.
You're like, yeah, but you already had Bregman. Like, you had put money aside for Bregman. You had put money aside for the next 10 years for Devers. You had other guys like Chris Sale and others like coming off the books. Like, you have the ability to do that and still save your money. You can save money. You're not going to be a top five payroll, and you can still get all these guys.
Dark and Stormy Nights in the Twitch chats, as many people are saying.
I'd
put some stock in a national writer talking to other GMs. If you don't want to put any stock in Breslow saying the right thing,
that's fine.
I mean, reserve your right on that one. I get it. That could be spin. These are GMs off the record to a national writer saying, again, with no ties to Boston, saying that, the Red Sox and Alonso, that looks like a match. So, I don't know. I'd personally put some stock in that. That's why I thought the Nightingale stuff was interesting. But if you think it's all fluff and the Red Sox are just, putting this out there to hype up the fan base and stupid people like me to fall for it again, fine. Although I fell for it last offseason on Soto.
Yeah, but you're not doing that. Nobody thinks you're getting Kyle Tucker. He's the big name.
But I also thought they were going to sign Bregman, and they did. And they traded for Crochet, which is what you wanted, and they did. I mean, they delivered on some of the stuff they said. Not Soto, but they delivered on quite a bit of it last year. If they were going to pay one or the other, Keith, you're a Cease example as a name. You wanted to pay the bat or pay for the arm?
The bat. I think I want the bat more. I mean, you're putting a lot of pressure on Garrett Crochet to go out there and be as good as he was this year again next year. But I just think the bat, we saw it last year. You know, if Roman Anthony was there, maybe the lineup obviously does look different, but they still need that other bat, I think. You know, they just, I don't think you're going to get the same season out of Story. Who knows if you even have Bregman? And I don't even count Bregman as like an additional bat. I'm sort of saying like it along with. Like, yeah, that's what I mean. But yeah, like, so basically, like if it really came down to like Pete Alonso or Dylan Cease, for example, like a guy making about the same amount, plug him in right-handed bat, first base, hit cleanup, or a number two starter who some years looks like an ace, some years looks more like a number four starter, right? There's been all over the map with Dylan Cease.
Yep.
I would rather have Alonso or like Schwarber.
Me too. And I think just in a vacuum, you want to pay the bat. I'd agree with you on that.
You need home runs.
So I think the takeaway from Toronto, and I don't think the Red Sox are far away at all from the Blue Jays, the takeaway would be their pitching, I think, hit at the right time.
Yeah, they got Bieber at the deadline.
But and Yesavage is just, again, he's Peyton Tolley.
Yeah.
He's Connolly early. Yeah, like, right. I mean, he had three regular season starts.
Guy was nails.
So he was a late reinforcement pitching prospect. Tolley's more well-regarded. Like, I think you're not that far away from Toronto's pitching specifically. The lineup you're far away from. So bring in Bregman plus a bat, whether that's Schwarber or Alonso. I think if there's a lesson from the Blue Jays getting
Bo Bichette from them.
That too.
That also would help.
If there's a lesson in getting all the way to Game 7 of the World Series, leading late in that one, and then ultimately losing in heartbreaking fashion, I think that to me is the lesson more so than Toronto's pitching. I'd rather have the bat than the arm. If you got to pick, and unfortunately oftentimes with this ownership group, you got to pick.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.